The Side Piece, a novel by J.M. Vella, narrated by Dr. Joe Vio. Chapter 28. Chase came through the front door of his beautiful home on Greenhaven Lake Drive at 5:15 p.m. Marianne was in the kitchen chopping vegetables for a healthy stir-fry dinner. She smiled gratefully to herself, acknowledging that all four of them would be enjoying this meal together as a family. Chase often got caught up at work, and she would have to feed the twins and wait to eat with her husband after putting them to bed for the night. Little Jack was finally discharged from the hospital and put on a regime of anti-seizure medications. The medicine didn't seem to slow him down at all. He and JC were back to their petty sibling arguments and relentless play. She was grateful for that most of all. Chase followed his nose to the kitchen and watched Marianne cook from behind, carefully wrapping his arms around her waist.
"Smells good,"
she smiled. "You're right on time. Dinner should be ready in a few minutes."
"Good, because I'm starving."
He gave her a quick kiss on the cheek and went upstairs to change. He watched himself in the mirror as he pulled off his expensive tailored suit and tie, thinking how good it felt to interact with Marianne without feeling guilty over sneaking around and lying to her. He had chosen his wife and kids over Shonda. And despite the difficult breakup, coming home right after work to his family made it all worthwhile. He chose a pair of running shorts and his favorite T-shirt, the one with the 916 emblazoned across the front, representing the local phone prefix. He finished the comfortable look with a pair of soccer slides and came back down the stairs, leaving his suit and dress shirt in a mound on the floor in the walk-in closet. He could hear Marianne calling him and the twins to the dining room for dinner. As he opened the bedroom door, he laughed at his kids racing down the stairs like firefighters on their way to an emergency.
"Hey, guys, wait for me."
"Daddy, are you home to visit us?"
JC asked. Upon hearing this telling question, Jace's smile changed to a concerned grimace.
"JC, I live here. You know that?"
"Oh, yeah,"
she responded, feeling embarrassed. Chase scooped both kids into his arms, carrying them on either side like footballs to the dining room as they giggled, arms and legs flailing.
"I promise from now on, I'll be around a whole lot more."
Marianne was putting the dinner on the table and looked up. She smiled at her husband's expression, understanding that the statement was meant for her ears too. She set the kids down as they scrambled into their chairs and sat down at the head of the table.
"You know, after everything we've been through with Jack, it's made me realize I need to reprioritize my time."
His eyes were glazed with emotion.
"I'm sorry, Marianne. I'll make sure I come home in time for dinner every night from now on."
She smiled. "That's good to hear. We've really missed you." Marianne took her seat beside her husband at the table, and the four of them held hands for grace before she served each a helping of steamed brown rice and stir fry. Marianne and Chase ate quietly, while the twins chattered away about their day between mouthfuls. She poured her husband a large glass of Chardonnay. Marianne was on her second glass, as she often had a glass of wine while preparing dinner. She was feeling content and relaxed for the first time in several days. She took a long sip of her wine.
"I met Shonda today. She seems very sweet."
Taken aback, Chase stared at his wife in disbelief. He noticed she had no expression of anger or suspicion in her voice or behavior. He quickly decided to keep calm.
"Shonda." "Oh, Shonda, the lady from the cafe."
Where did you meet her?
You know, it was sort of strange. She was at the club.
Chase shrugged.
Oh, well, that's nice. So you ran into her this afternoon?
Not exactly. She's not a member. I thought Val had come by to apologize for her idiotic behavior with JC. But Shonda had given the gate guard Val's name to get in. She said she wanted to meet me. It was sort of awkward and weird, honestly.
Chase took a long sip of his wine as he thought about what to say next.
Yeah, she's a bit odd.
Nice, though.
She said you're a regular at her cafe, and she smiled.
She told me all about your secret indulgence.
Chase held his breath, trying to stay calm. He raised his eyebrows to feign confusion.
Banana cream pie, eh? Marianne laughed. Really?
He flushed, feeling relieved that the pie was all she was talking about. Marianne took it as a blush of embarrassment and was amused by it.
Yeah, you got me, he grinned, downing the remaining wine in rapid gulps.
It's okay to have these little secrets. It keeps life interesting. I was thinking about inviting Val to join me at Shonda's cafe this week. I feel a bit guilty about how I handled her getting JC's ears pierced without my permission. I know she meant well.
And she's inexperienced with kids.
Val has a worse sweet tooth than you. She'd probably love that banana cream pie. It would be a nice peace offering to an old friend.
Chase shrugged again.
That pie is delicious, but I've made up my mind to start eating healthier. I'm starting to grow a belly.
Marianne leaned over and put her delicate hand over his.
Well, if you ask me, you're still a hunk. You don't have to deny yourself completely, you know. It's okay to treat yourself every now and then. Do what makes you happy.
He looked at his wife, fully realizing what he could have lost, and fretting inwardly over what Shonda was up to.
You make me happy.